remember to put out a bait that they can take down, feed during the winter, and it really takes care of them for the upcoming season.
We'll have to remember that.
It's a good combination. Remember, contact insecticide first, bait second.
All right.
You have to give us a holler in the afternoon later in the week so we can promote what's going on Saturday, okay?
It'll be... Is it this time? No.
October 10th.
Oh, October 10th. I think you said the 3rd.
October 10th. So, Randy, give us your location and business hours, please, sir.
1154 South Memorial Drive on the main thoroughfare through Prattville Highway 31.
Mm-hmm.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and till 2 on Saturday.
Well, Randy, we appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you again on Thursday.
Thank y'all.
Thanks.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
All right. On behalf of Jay Scott and Jesse Lynn, I'm Greg. Back this afternoon at 3 with the Wing Finger Winning Word. Joey is next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Let's listen for Joey.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 1 million deaths from the coronavirus have now been recorded worldwide. Fox's Simon Owen.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls it a mind-numbing figure and an agonizing milestone. The number of deaths being recorded has only accelerated in recent weeks, and experts say the real count of fatalities is probably much higher than the official figures.
23 states are recording more daily coronavirus cases compared to a week ago. The pandemic will be one of the topics covered during tonight's first debate between President Trump and Joe Biden, moderated by Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace.
Case Western Reserve University and Cleveland Clinic play host to the debate. Like most events this election cycle, it will look and feel different. Fewer than 100 or so people are expected in the debate hall, including ticketed guests, media, security, and health safety staff.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some pretty exciting stuff happening this week. We've got the risk of rain and maybe a thunderstorm through at least the middle part of the day today before ending as cold front number one moves in. Today's high 70. Tonight's low 53. That's nice. Tomorrow is simply beautiful, low 70s. Then it warms up again to around 80 on Thursday before cold front number two comes in. That's the big deal, cold front. Really nice air behind that. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s by Friday night into Saturday morning, and a spectacular football weekend coming up for the first weekend in October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange. The Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A historic church and civil rights landmark is moving forward with plans to transform the original building into a museum. Mount Zion AME Zion Church has received a second $500,000 grant from the National Park Service. Restoration of the church should take about a year to complete. The Alabama Hospital Association is urging Governor Kay Ivey to extend a statewide rule requiring face masks in public. The president of the group, Dr. Don Williamson, says COVID-19 cases have fallen since reaching a high in the summer. And Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 136,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports that more than 14,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced refinance his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
Oh, that'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows, then you'll love 5-Hour Energy CMA Awards Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes end October 10, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers, like Bosch Icon Wiper Blade, save $8 per pair, and earn double O'Rewards points. Online or in-store, get $5 for every 150 points you earn. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class.
I went to an Ivy League college. I was a nice student. I did very well. I'm a very intelligent person.
You wake up in the morning, stop wearing my big boy pants. Look, I'm wearing a belt. I got big boy pants on. You take your lunch because you got big boy pants on. You got your big boy pants and your snacks. I can say big, loud things. I can be demonstrative. This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, will be joining us in mere moments. And hold on to your butts, ladies and gentlemen. Put on your big boy pants. We got ourselves a debate. Good old-fashioned debate. Though by old-fashioned, I mean with all the glitz and glam of a dying industry known as cable news. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Only today and I believe tomorrow can you get 55% off as a News and Views listener, because September is almost over. 55% off on all those videotape transfers to a digital file for your computer or a DVD. Preserve those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future, call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black for sponsoring this, the first hour of the program. So, yes, the debate tonight. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., the challenger in this corner. And in the opposite corner, caddy corner, if you will, we have the current reigning world heavyweight president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Now, many in the dying cable news industry and the corporate press, it's dying, it's failing. They are going to already predict. We actually have their notes here. Hold on. Yeah, I have their notes. I have a spy looking into how the corporate press operates, you know, like ABC, NBC, CBS, even Fox News, but also MSNBC, CNN, oh God, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post. They all work off the same list. I've got the list here. Here's what they're going to say tonight after the debate is over. I believe it starts at 7 p.m. our time, 7 p.m. Central Time. But it looks like here they're going to say Joe Biden's the winner. Shocking. Shocking, I know. You know, if we think back to Biden and his debate performances during the Democratic primary, there were some nights where he was a little more amped. Looks like he had some Adderall or Vyvanse going on in his system, probably Adderall. And then other nights where he was very deferential. Now, that might have been a strategy, let everybody else rip each other to shreds, and I'll pick up the pieces. I mean, that seems to be how it worked out. It really is amazing when you look back on this year. We thought, especially after that tour with Biden in Iowa and New Hampshire, that he was done. It was over. Joe Biden once again had failed to win the presidency. And then James Clyburn came on the scene. The pandemic also started to rip through the population. And by pandemic, I don't mean just the virus itself. I mean also the noxious regulations, lockdowns, mandates, dictates, political action that in my mind, especially I think this will be shown as we get further and further away from this pandemic, were worthless and caused much more economic havoc and mayhem, caused all sorts of deaths unrelated to the virus. It was a big problem. But as the virus, as well as the response to the virus, was starting to rage, James Clyburn comes on the scene, and Jim gives a rip-roaring speech saying, "We got to support Joe Biden." And people here in the South did support Joe Biden. And it looked like it was Biden's to hold. And then it became essentially Biden was christened. He's in. We can't have Bernie Sanders as head of the ticket. We'll just have Bernie and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and some of my favorites like Chris Murphy. Oh, what a winner. They're all going to be pulling the strings of Joe Biden if he becomes president, so it's a win-win. And not to mention the elected officials, how about the massive administrative state that actually runs this country? Biden is a perfect president for those folks. They give him all these options, make it look like he's making choices, but really, they're the one, again, pulling the strings. And we've seen evidence of this continue to this day with the Trump administration as the bureaucracy, the bureau, the courts all start to fight back. I don't mean courts in the sense of, hey, this is what the judiciary does. We have separation of powers. But for instance, today, Michael Flynn and his team, Sidney Powell and team, are back in court alongside DOJ prosecutors who are trying to drop the darn thing. And yet Judge Sullivan wants to maintain. They have new, what they claim to be exculpatory evidence that says, hey, here's some FBI agents actually testifying that they were ready to drop the Flynn case. There was no evidence against Flynn, and yet people kept pushing this forward. So we'll see where that goes today in court. But Joe Biden is the nominee. And after an odd Zoom video convention, with a petite fireworks show and a car rally at the end of it, Biden assumed the nomination of the Democratic Party. And on the other hand, you have Trump, who isn't hiding in his basement, who isn't playing up COVID to the nth degree. No, what did he call it the other day? A very friendly protest rally, something to that effect. And as we've talked about here on these airwaves, the contrast between Trump's approach to this campaign and Biden's approach is truly night and day. And so finally, these two will meet. Finally, after threats of taking one another behind the gym to do what? I'm not sure. After saying, he's shot, he's out of his mind, he's corrupt, he purposely got people killed. After all the insults being thrown back and forth, you want to kill grandma, you want to turn us into Venezuela. We will finally see these two come to blows in a rhetorical manner. Apparently, there will be no handshake tonight. No handshake whatsoever, not even the whiff of it. And I don't think the coronavirus, or the Chinese virus, as our president likes to call it, is actually the factor there. No, I think it's something a little more insidious than the virus. It's called partisan bigotry and hatred. Don't you love how politics here in a great election year brings everybody together? So we'll be talking about that, of course, tomorrow. But let's check the notes of the media, the corporate press, the dying corporate press again. Yeah, they're going to say Joe Biden's the winner. But it will actually be up to the people who watch whether or not who's the winner. And, you know, there are many folks out there already saying, yeah, I'm going to watch tonight. A lot of people are going to watch, probably. It'll be a good night for cable news. It'll be a good night for those streaming on YouTube. But most folks are saying that I've already made up my mind. This is more a show. A show. So it should be interesting. It's really up to you in the mushy middle. You who claim to be independent-minded, you will decide this election. So who do you think's going to win tonight? 272-9228. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. But we have other things on our plate today. Other things. Like our governor, Kay Ivey. She's probably going to extend the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson of the Hospital Association, as you just heard Andrew James with Alabama News Network put out there, is encouraging the great state of Alabama's governor, Kay Ivey, to extend that mandate. I expect she will. Unfortunately, I expect she will. Of course, Don Williamson, who I've talked to before, doesn't seem like a bad guy, but he's maintaining that it's because of the mask mandates, not just the masks themselves, but the mandating of the masking that led to the drop in cases. Couldn't possibly be the virus ran its course. That couldn't be it. 272-9228. Let's go to the phone, see who this is on line one. But to contrast, because we're contrasting Biden and Trump, we're going to contrast Governor Ivey, who probably will extend this mask mandate. If she doesn't, I'll applaud her, and I'll be genuinely surprised, and I like being surprised. But we'll contrast that approach, extending more mandates, to that of Florida and Governor DeSantis. Governor DeSantis, I tip my hat to you, good sir. Thank God. Thank you for standing up, being one of the first politicians there in a heavily populated state. You know, I like Kristi Noem, but, you know, South Dakota is not exactly the most populous area. When you have a massively populous state, complicated state like Florida, now taking this approach of, hey, emancipate us from this lockdown strategy, emancipate us from these mandates and all these political measures. Now, that's something I like to see, and we'll get into that. Into why DeSantis made that decision, why it's the right decision, and why he should be applauded and not demonized and damned. But 272-9228, news and views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is East of the Rockies.
Hey, East, how you doing? I'm all right.
Doing well. I wanted to go ahead and steal some of Red Top's thunder if I could. My wife and I are going to be watching the debate on C-SPAN because we enjoy watching it for ourselves. I don't need some talking head doing a blow-by-blow. What you just heard was, you know, I trust me, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to, I don't need commentary with my debate.
Well, you're a free man. You're a free-thinking man, and you're insightful, you're good, you're genuine, and you like big cookies. This is why I like you, East.
You got that right. There's not a whole lot that can't be solved with a big cookie.
There you go.
Especially on a damp, chilly day, you know?
Is there something in particular you're looking for tonight? C-SPAN's a good choice, so you don't get any of the live fact-checking or the cut-ins or anything like that, but is there anything you're looking out for tonight?
Well, I'm looking for our president to be genuine. Everybody's trying to tell him what you need to do is you need to, you know, just let him be him. What was it that Churchill said that, you know, letting a lion go, you know?
I don't know. Here, let's see if our trusty Google machine can pull that up.
Yeah, I can't remember the quote. You know, I'm trying to sound erudite and, you know, that's
a perilous game, East. Trust me, I do it all the time and screw up.
I want to be Joey Clark. What can I say?
It was the nation and the race dwelling all around the globe that had the lion's heart. I had the luck to be called upon to give the roar. Is that it?
No. There's something about, I don't know. Some English guy said that only has to let a lion loose. You don't have to tell him what to do or tiger.
Oh, okay. You see, whenever it's an old British guy, you don't know who to credit with that quote, then it's either Oscar Wilde or George Bernard Shaw. they get the most attributions of things they never actually said.
There you go.
But yeah, I like there that. You don't need to teach a lion how to hunt. Just let him loose.
There you go. But, yeah, it's going to be exciting, and not only am I looking forward to the president being genuine, I'm looking forward to the commentary tomorrow because I know there's going to be any number of absurdities foisted on us, and it's going to be just absolutely amazing.
And like I said, I have these inside sources. I got a mole up there in the corporate press, and they're going to say Joe Biden's going to win. It's amazing.
You know, I haven't had this much fun since I've been waiting on what iteration of David Bowie are we going to see this year. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
He should have stuck with Ziggy Stardust. I appreciate it. He's 272-9228. News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Cooper.
Hey, Cooper. How are you?
I'm good. I'm not looking forward to it because I think Chris Wallace is going to sandbag Trump. But
yeah,
that being said, as far as Trump's tax return, I wish he would just say, look, if you have any information about any tax evasion, please let me know now or shut up about it. And then just point out, he's donated his salary for the last 3 years, approaching $1.5 million. That's probably more than Biden's donated in his 47 years up there.
Right.
And to me, like I said, just say, if you have any information of any laws being broken, any tax evasion, let me know, because tax avoidance is the national sport.
Yeah, no, and I salute the president for paying as little as possible. And it's not just the president, anybody. If you can legally pay little, very little indeed, then go for it. You're dope if you don't.
I'll guarantee you Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, all the rest of them do the same thing.
Right.
So, anyway, I'm sure they're going to try to make a big deal out of it. But, you know,
do you think Biden's going to throw
smoke and mirrors?
Also, it's funny how the... Well, it's funny because I don't want to cry. But how the media, the corporate press, just does the hit jobs for Biden, and he picks it up like it's fact. So, like the Atlantic story, I expect that to come up as well.
Yeah, and that's, you know, there's nothing we can do about that. Unfortunately, our media and our press are, they're doubling down on all of this, and that's not going to change. That's why I don't watch Andy Griffith every afternoon at 5:30.
There you go. And you know,
if I try to watch the news, my wife gets mad at me because I can't keep my mouth shut.
You sound like my dad. I've told him so many times, shut off Fox News when you're getting near bedtime. I can't tell you how many times he's fallen asleep and he gets the reruns as they run. It's like, you've seen Hannity now in your waking hours and your dreams. You're obviously not going to have a good day tomorrow.
I don't even watch Fox anymore. I can't even watch this. So, like I say, Andy Griffin, I can barely watch the local news. I get mad at them because they put in so many of these national feeds talking about Trump. And I said, this is supposed to be the local news. Anyway.
Well, I appreciate the call, Cooper.
Thank goodness for Andy Griffith.
Amen. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. The 55% off on those videotape transfers, folks, it's going to go away when September's over, which today, tomorrow, yeah. And then we're in October already. My God. So take advantage. Today, tomorrow, a 55% off on all those videotape, VHS, Betamax, little camcorder tapes. You can get those transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer. It's not like those tapes just collect dust. They deteriorate over time. And also, the equipment, the professional-grade equipment, not the crap you go buy on the internet, but the professional-grade equipment that properly will transfer these old tapes to a digital format, they don't make that equipment anymore either. So it's do it today. Now's the time. Call Dan Black at 279-6036, 279-6036, or go to danblackstudios.net. Dan Black can also help you out with full video production from the ground up, whether you're looking for a TV commercial, online branding video, maybe you have a big presentation to your church or your school or to your business. Also, they can edit together raw video footage you already have shot. I've been coming up with this idea of maybe it's a wedding anniversary and you want to splice things together, like from your actual wedding video, but also some of the memories you've filmed and videotaped over time. Dan Black Studios can really do the job for you well. They're a 38-year business here in the River Region, so check them out today. Spend your money here locally with a great, great local business. Again, Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's see who this is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Joey, this is Mike, and you know who this is, but I'm kind of winging it. I just texted a cousin up in the Birmingham area just to see if that's made the news yet, if they know what we all think about what might be done, and he hasn't had time to let me know that yet, so it's point one.
Over and, the mask order being extended?
Yeah, and it's just kill everything, and he's had conditions, and he and his although he looked very healthy, his heart things, and he just looks like he's kind of thinking it's all a curse, too. And Birmingham is usually second to know any news. And Mobile area might as well be in Mississippi or something. So I better go to the second one before I lose my thoughts. I'm enjoying listening, but I'm doing a bunch of work, too. As far as the debates about anything nationally, somebody the last time of the stations we forgot about, we hadn't watched so long, is C-SPAN.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just do that. He said that they don't have any of that comment, no matter bias as it was, that if you want to watch it with sanity, you better watch C-SPAN. And I would have to hunt to find them now, but on cable, but they're still on the air. And just dawned on me, if you want to watch, I can't take them on even Fox, or certainly not on Fox. It's not that great anymore anyway. So I'll let everybody go, and I just had to get that point across, and I'll talk to you later in other ways.
Appreciate it.
Joy.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Bye. 272-9228. Yeah, keep your sanity. I mean, and really, I'm serious about this. It's not some cheap political point. I think the cable news industry is a dying industry. I hope it dies a peaceful death. I don't want anything, dramatic to happen. But I think more and more people are unplugging. They're realizing they can get their news in other ways, whether it's more traditional forms like local talk radio. Thank you very much to all our sponsors and everybody out there listening. But also, you can go online. There are a lot of options where you don't have to put up with the cable news. And I swear, the more I watch things like podcasts, more I watch long-form video and reports and breakdowns, conversations, the more I get frustrated with the cable news format. When you have these brilliant minds, say like Senator John Kennedy on last night with Tucker Carlson, he was great, but he only has a few minutes. Only a few minutes to talk. It would be nice to hear Senator John Kennedy for an extended period of time. So we will see. Watch on C-SPAN. And I also have a ritual whenever I watch any of these contentious, dramatic events in politics, especially debates. I put away all sharp objects. I get rid of all my ropes, all my rickety stools. And I put away all my spoons. All my spoons. People forget the damage you can do with a spoon. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. I think I see out of the corner of my eye my co-host Jack Campbell joining the program live from his kitchen from some undisclosed location here in the capital city of the great state of Alabama, Montgomery. We'll be right back. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell joining us after this quick break.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Ernest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Ernest?
Yeah, but you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans. Sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Derrick Policy and Clear Bag Policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, come check out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912756.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Some pretty exciting stuff happening this week. We've got the risk of rain and maybe a thunderstorm through at least the middle part of the day today before ending as cold front number one moves in. Today's high 70. Tonight's low 53. That's nice. Tomorrow is simply beautiful, low 70s. Then it warms up again to around 80 on Thursday before cold front number two comes in. That's the big deal, cold front. Really nice air behind that. In fact, I think we'll be in the upper 40s by Friday night into Saturday morning, and a spectacular football weekend coming up for the first weekend in October. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark, and he is live from his kitchen here. What is that, Jack?
You're Stevie Wonder.
What are you talking about?
With your sunglasses.
I'm not wearing any sunglasses. What are you talking
really?
About?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying out this gaslighting thing. It's a lot of fun. It seems to be all the rage these days. So, what hump is essentially what I'm saying.
I get it.
No, it's just that the future looks so bright, Jack. I had to keep my shades on.
That's what it is.
Welcome back to the program. So, Jack, we opened up the conversation. We're going to get to the extended mask mandate and what Governor DeSantis did in Florida regarding COVID-19, which is just fantastic. Love that from Governor DeSantis. I don't know if I can expect that from Governor Ivey. But we first had a lot of calls, a flurry of calls about this debate. What do you expect tonight, Jack? Now, before you go and answer that, I have some moles up there in the corporate press, and they send me little missives every day now. And I don't always share these things because I don't want to give away, you know, my sources. But they're telling me that all of the corporate press is going to say Joe Biden won. So that's going to be interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got a copy of the memo that's been circulated.
Yeah. Something like that. Don't give the game away, Joe.
That's exactly what's going to happen in the morning or even after the debate tonight. All the talking heads are going to say, boy, they really had Joe ready for this debate. It's probably one of the best debates he's ever had. You know, he beat 12 people in a primary because, you know, he was on stage and was a, you know, very skilled debater. And, you know, he did it again tonight. He hit it out of the park.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we're going to hear.
The eternal Joe Biden is strong and is intrepid.
Don't write him off yet.
Yeah, he's as enduring as Ozymandias or something like that.
Yeah. That's what they're going to say after the debate. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think that's definitely what they're going to say after the debate. But is there anything in particular you think Trump should watch out for tonight?
Everything. I mean, any question that comes out of Chris Wallace's mouth, he ought to be ready for it.
Right.
You know, I hope they've been prepping him. I know he's been traveling a lot, but and I know he's probably too fidgety to sit down and practice for debates. But I know, you know, the first debate Reagan had with Walter Mondale, I think they only had two debates. The first one, he was off his game. Reagan was. And the story is that Nancy walked into the national headquarters where all the, you know, wizards were, and they said, "You've put too much in Ronnie's head. Let him be himself. Y'all have given him too many facts and figures right. for him to try to regurgitate, and he looked bad, and I don't want him that overprepped again." And that next debate is when he delivered the zingers about, "I won't let your youth and experience be an issue in this campaign."
There you go.
Which was, you know, hit it out of the park.
And I'd imagine Joe Biden's going to try a zinger like that. Sure. He's going to try to joke about his age and his experience. And then here's one thing I bet he does. It already seems like so long ago, but do you remember the Atlantic story where the president reportedly called soldiers losers and suckers?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling Biden's going to say, "And you called people like my son Bo a loser. My son Bo is everything this country, the best this country has to offer." And Trump's going to have to come up with some way to respond to that. Mostly, he probably could say, "Hey, Joe, it's not true. Not true at all." So, but that, I'd watch for it, because I've heard Joe do that before on the trail, the little, you know, few times they let him out of his hidey hole.
Yeah, he might say something like, "Well, what about Hunter? Where's Hunter?" Where's Hunter? Because you can't find it.
Well, yeah, that could be a Trump response. "You know, I'd never call your son Bo a loser, a sucker. Your son Bo is a great man. I'm so sorry he passed in the way he did, Joe. It's obvious you loved him, but I will call your son Hunter a loser. What a loser. How'd he get all that money being such a bum?" Yeah, I mean, who knows? Who knows? I mean, and this is what's fun about these things is you've heard all the lines from both candidates over the last few months, but you don't know exactly how it's going to work out when the two butt heads and meet head to head.
Well, I think Joe will make a reference to being called Sleepy Joe.
Yeah.
I imagine he would, because he's a smart ass now.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Biden is a much bigger smart ass than you give him credit for being. And I'm not sure you should give him credit for it. But what I'm saying is, I'm telling y'all, he can hold his own on a lot of stuff. And it worries me that they've undersold his ability.
We shall see. But we got some more calls here, Jack.
47 years.
47 years. Here, this is a little preview as I figure out who's on the lines here.
"You ever see Sleepy Joe with the little circles? He puts them very far away. So far away. And then he comes up with the mask. He's like 100 yards from the nearest human being. He's got a mask. He feels good about the mask. I wonder, in the debate, it'll be him and I on the stage. Is he going to walk in with a mask? I'll be honest, he feels good about the mask, and that's okay. You know what? Whatever makes you feel good, he feels good. I mean, honestly, what the hell did he spend all that money on the plastic surgery if he's going to cover it up with a mask? Seriously. Wow.
So, yeah, there's a little taste. I wonder if he'll be that hard-hitting in the debate. It'll be different than, I think, the tone Trump struck with Hillary. Because you'd be in jail.
And, you know, even though they're not many years, Joe is his elder. And he's got to be a little careful not to be totally disrespectful.
Sure, sure. Let's go to the phones and talk to Faye. Hey, Faye.
Hey, Joey. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm good. Listen, this is off the subject, but it's not off the subject for Montgomery.
Okay.
I'm getting really upset with them saying that they need more money for the Montgomery schools where they haven't told us who took all that money and what is going on with that. Until they have somebody in jail that took all the money from Montgomery in the first place, I don't think they should be asking for any more money. Can you have a program on that and see how the people of Montgomery feel about this? Because if we don't do something about it, it's going to keep on happening.
Yes, ma'am. We've talked about it, haven't we, Jack, many times before?
Yes, ma'am. We had the actual chief financial officer who discovered the stolen money. We had him on last week.
I missed it.
Yes, ma'am. He did a very good job.
But, Faye, here's the good news. His folks reached out to me looking for maybe Arthur to come back on, or maybe the superintendent, Ann Roy Moore, have her on and ask some fair questions, but tough ones, too. And you're right. There have been some prosecutions. I think, you know, the big one, you're talking about that $700,000 that was stolen.
Yeah, because now they're asking for more money.
Right.
And I don't think they should be asking for more money until they let us know what happened to the money they already had.
Right. The main big person who stole something there was $300,000. It was the vice principal there, Jeff Davis. I think he has been charged federally for wire fraud. So that case is ongoing.
Oh, okay.
But you're right.
They've addressed all of it, Faye. Now, I don't know how far prosecutorially they have gone, but I know that prosecuting people are looking into all of it.
Well, I hope something can come out of it, because I really don't think they have any right to ask for more money from people when they can't even find out what happened to the money that's already missing.
Yes, ma'am.
I think that is the number one concern out there.
Right, yeah. I mean, people can't afford to keep paying more and more, and your kids aren't getting educated as it is.
We have some real problems here.
And you're coming through loud and clear, Faye, and we got a few more weeks here before that vote, and we plan on talking about it several times before then.
Okay. Well, keep it going, because we need to know.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I don't recall her ever calling before.
Well, but I appreciate her calling for the first time.
I do, too. Yeah. I do, too.
Yeah, and the person who set up Arthur Watts reached out yesterday. I need to get back to her. Would you be interested in the superintendent, speaking to the superintendent of Montgomery Public Schools?
You asked that kind of like, would our doctor care for Brandy before retiring?
I might have done that on purpose, yeah. Yeah, I think she'd
be able to talk to. Sure, we'd love to have a superintendent on.
Yeah, and because she'd be a wealth of information. She's been there for a while, and I think was promoted from within after the whole Barbara Thompson thing.
Debacle.
Yeah. So, I'll try to set that up. We'll try to get the ball moving on that. But here, let's hit another break, or last break of the hour.
Is Eddie coming in today, or do you know?
He is not. He is not. He's got things to do today. He had too much fun on his birthday.
I watched more on Tigers Lives than Cover Up last night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get up to speed to where you guys were.
Well, have you watched the actual Tiger King documentary yet?
I have not. But I mean, they've showed a lot of clips of it. You know?
Yeah, it starts off like hilarious and bizarre, and then it just gets darker and more horrifying and more darker and horrifying still. And it's like, who are these pieces of...
It's hard to keep up with all the people who are involved.
I know. It's
nuts. I mean, it's... But I'll tell you one thing. If Carol Baskin doesn't know where her dead husband is, nobody knows.
One of my favorite characters from that documentary, Jack, was this guy who's busted, actually, as a drug lord down in Miami.
Yeah.
That whole area. And my favorite line is, I started selling drugs to support my big cat problem. Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, it's a crazy world. But yeah, I'm glad you're sneaking into it. You liking crime shows the way you do. You probably love that stuff.
Yeah, I do. It's pretty intriguing.
Now, I think Carol Baskins did it. I don't think Joe Exotic's a good guy, but I think she did it.
Oh, I know so. I mean, she cleaned out her husband's office. like a couple of days after he went missing.
And
after he was missing. I don't like that went missing business.
Well, and did you see the new husband? There are literally pictures of her with him on a leash and her holding it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a weird relationship.
You know, it's kind of like Joe Biden is. She's a bad dude.
It's like, yeah, maybe that's who Corn Pop is.
Damn right.
We got to hit this break. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family mealtime easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Fox Tomorrow on the blockbuster new season of The Masked Singer. Be there for the shocking moment.
Don't do it!
That's a first in Masked Singer history.
It's gonna change the show forever!
Then, can you identify real singers from fake ones before you hear them sing?
I think you're a liar.
Ken Jeong hosts the new hit mystery music show.
I knew it!
I Can See Your Voice.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
They never said your name, but I knew just who they meant.
You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Hamill.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, this part of the program, Jack, brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great guy.
Oh, yeah, Bo. He's a great guy.
Well, he was recently featured on the cover of Boom magazine.
Cool.
Yeah, and he looked good on the cover there, and he's been serving the River Region in the real estate market for over 40 years. His experience, that 40 years, really comes into play at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the state because of Bo's experience and also because it's a fun, interactive course. It's not just paint by number or turn to this page of your textbook. No, Bo's asking questions. He's presenting you with real life scenarios, the good and the bad, so that you can learn the ropes. And yes, pass that test to get your real estate license, or if you just want to be a more knowledgeable player here in the River Region real estate market, the Bo Goodson Real Estate School is the place to go. But also, if you're looking to buy your home, your dream home, sell your home, or you want somebody to manage that rental property for you, that rental investment, the Goodson Group has you covered. So check them out today at thegoodsongroup.com. Again, that's thegoodsongroup.com. Or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. The Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm just seeing this breaking. Fox News is reporting, I don't know if it's true or not, Biden camp asking for debate breaks.
The morning of the debate, they're asking that?
Looks like it.
How long is the debate? An hour and a half?
Yeah, if that.
Yeah, I think they're an hour and a half. That's ridiculous.
Well, why?
It's never been done.
Where's your compassion and empathy? Maybe he's got prostate issues.
He probably does. So did Jerry Nadler. You saw him exit the stage.
Oh, my. We thought the whole fart gate with Eric Swalwell was a big deal.
That was clearly poo-poo undies on that thing.
Yeah.
As Madeline Kahn said.
Yeah, it was a art exhibit right there. It was really quite something to
see. I think
see
it was
here.
A fart exhibit yeah, that went
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah. Well, no, that's modern art, you know.
Yeah.
272-9228, 272-9228.
Oh, man, that was something else.
But, yeah, if they're asking for, like, what? Is he going to, like, tap out? Like, is it going to be a tag team? Hey, Kamala, save me. Like, no. If you're want to be the president, stand up there for an hour and a half, and if you need to wear a catheter, wear a damn catheter.
Oh, my God, that's right. Wait till they tell Biden, tell Trump that.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure he's already caught wind of it, so to speak. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Al.
Hey, Al. How are you?
All right. Joey, did I just hear you say they're asking for breaks?
Fox News is reporting it. I was looking for an article on it, but it must be breaking. But, yeah, Biden's asking for breaks in the debate.
Was it Jack that said that, well, maybe he has prostate issues?
I said prostate issues. That was me.
Oh, I thought it was prostrate. I was going to say, well, if he needs to lay down and take a nap, that might be all right.
Yeah, he could just do the debate from his back. Yeah.
Yeah. I just couldn't pass that up. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Have
appreciate
a good day.
It, Al. You too. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he might have to lay prostrate on his prostate.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe he needs a little encouragement. Think there are both.
That should have been just negotiated by the two teams months ago.
Well, and has Biden not? Well, of course, Biden hasn't watched Fox News, but you know the catheter commercial? Where it's one of
the man on the airplane, he ain't got him pee anywhere.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite commercials because you know most of the people buying catheters are pilots.
Yeah.
That's a real scenario for those customers. Goodness.
That's really weird.
Right, and I'll look for more information on it, but you know, that brown noser Brian Kilmeade was up there. Talking to Stuart Varney on Fox Business saying, Biden, the campaign's requesting breaks.
Why do you call him a brown noser?
I just don't like Kilmeade. That's a whole thing.
You know what? I'm not wild about him either. I don't trust him.
I don't think he's a bad broadcaster, and he can write just fine.